Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scarborough Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. Two Jews, No Rod Carews.
A.k.a. Halloween has pumpkins, St. Pat's has clover. Two guys that thank you for your greeting, but Hanukkah's over. That's Kurt Sounds.
Sounds. What's up, people? It's
love
Friday.
It.
We're heading into another weekend.
And guess what tomorrow night is? Live Dumb People Town. Get your tickets.
Still some tickets available. We want to see you guys there. Damn it.
It's Zach Galifianakis and John Paul White of the Civil War. It's going to be an awesome show.
So much fun.
Live Dumb People Town. Go to eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town. Get your tickets there. And we'd love to see you. It is always a blast. Have a night out while you're in. You deserve it.
You deserve it.
Let's jump into the story, Jay.
All right. We are approaching one full year almost of this pandemic.
March is a year.
Yeah. So we're 2 months away from being a year out. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about that a lot.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before on this podcast. It's an extremely different pandemic experience for people who have kids versus people who don't have kids.
If you have older kids like I do versus younger kids,
there's like a 7 or 8 year old like cutoff where like they're not quite as independent. You need to be around them and with them and dealing with them at all times, that regular life affords you some breaks.
Right.
So it's stressful. And I think, man, I think we're spending too much time with our kids.
Definitely.
And at the same time, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let me also say that.
We can hold two things in our hands at once.
I'm going to miss this when it's done.
Me too.
I'm really going to miss this, but it is exhausting.
It is tiring like nobody's business.
It's a different kind of fatigue than people who are kidless.
Yeah.
The thing that they're facing.
Those people are tired of being alone.
Parents are just
tired.
Freaking tired.
Yeah.
I can honestly only...
I can sleep standing up.
Yeah.
And that's... We just got the puppy.
It's like you have a baby now.
Yeah, it is.
I can speak for myself, and Randy can speak for himself. When you are tired and you are parenting, it's like being hungry and canoeing with your lover.
Yeah,
it's a bad combo. It's going to get chippy.
It's going to get chippy. You're going to get mad.
You're going to say things you wish you could take back.
That's right. Just don't talk.
Do you not know that when you go on this side, then it turns us that way? You don't know that it turns you the opposite way? Sorry, just checking, because it feels like you
are
don't
you
know
sweating as much as I am? Because I'm doing a lot of paddling back here.
I'm worried. I might take a little break like you did for the last 40 minutes.
You got to cut that out.
Wow.
Can't do that.
So you're going to regret some things you say.
That's how you feel every day.
You're going to regret some of your choices every day. You go through countless
your
moments.
Your kids get up at 6:45.
So my daughter is up at 6:45, and my son stays up until like midnight. So that's to be on the clock as a parent that long in one day. Think about that.
That's a lot.
It's like almost 17 hours on the clock
all day. And you've told your kids that. You've explained that to them.
You should never tell your kids. You should never be like, I'm done. I'm off the clock. I've been on the clock too long with you people.
Yeah, no kid wants to view their life and
as a factory job that you don't want.
That's right. With zero overtime. You don't get paid overtime.
But let me just say this. Factory workers who work
at an asbestos factory.
At least they get breaks.
Yeah.
They get lunch breaks.
They get time off. They get more time off than parents in this pandemic.
But there's so much time in that like 16-hour togetherness, like
well, there's
marathon.
Time for love and joy and then time for hate.
And disdain and disappointment and annoyance. And then it comes back around to love and joy again. It really does. There's enough time.
And then in Jay's case, you have breakfast.
Then it's time for breakfast. But throughout the pandemic, I am constantly regretting things I say to my kids, how I say them to my kids.
They're the people you're around the most. So they're going to get the brunt of it.
All of my frustrations with this, all my frustrations with the world, it's coming out on them. I tell them on New Year's Eve that this is a classic moment. I told them on New Year's Eve.
They can stay up all night.
As long as they can. And then I decide that I'm like tired at like 12:30 and I'm like, I got to go to bed. You guys got to go to bed. But I told them that they could stay up all night. I went back on my word as a parent.
That's right.
Countless other examples like that. And I imagine that most parents are going through this.
Snap decisions followed by regret. It's canoeing while you're hungry with your partner. Don't do it.
And that's what brings us to Bean Dad. Now, I don't know if Bean Dad regrets what he did.
I don't even know
if you guys know who Bean Dad is. Bean Dad, he's a podcaster. Our buddy Alex Edelman says he likes him and listens to him.
He's a really good podcast.
I've never listened to his podcast. He does a podcast with Ken Jennings. Maybe he's a great guy. I'm assuming he might be a good guy. So I'm assuming that it's possible that he could be a good guy. That's what I want to assume.
Don't hedge your bet on that, Jay.
Bean Dad is a dad who refused to show his 9-year-old daughter how to open a can of beans in order to teach her a lesson on how to do it.
And by the way, he is a podcaster who has worked very hard to develop what he does, and now he's known as Bean Dad.
And he made her struggle for 6 hours to do it. Not only did he not regret his choice, he tweeted about it. Okay.
And that is maybe the thing.
So that's the part
of
it. That's the hardest
part. That's the hard part.
I think he was. So look, I make choices.
By the way, you can tweet about it after the fact.
So one time I tweeted, my son wanted a piece of chocolate at night and my wife and I fought it for like 20 minutes of like, no.
You fought it for the whole night.
Half an hour. No. This was like half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever it was until he got tired. And then we just set the limit. And when you set the limit with a kid, the analogy I came up with, and I tweeted this, but I didn't like brag about the limit I set with my kid.
You weren't tweeting his reaction to you being mad the whole time.
And I didn't say I held out for so. I just said, when you set a limit with your kid and stick to it, it's like forcing an opponent into a shot clock violation on defense. And Shane Battier retweeted that.
He gets it. He forced a lot of...
That's a guy who has kids
parent,
and he's also
and
a great defender.
Okay.
So I wasn't looking for the adulation, but I was happy that Shane Battier... So I guess I could kind of understand tweeting about it, but this guy, he did this thing where he forced his daughter without help to learn how to open up a can of beans for what he calls 6 hours, which I don't know if it necessarily happened hours. But he thought he was so proud of himself.
By the way, the kid did figure it out 6 hours later. So... Yeah. I guess it has a happy ending.
Right.
Right.
Well, he has now deleted the tweets and he's off of Twitter. So I guess it does have a
happy ending. It's a victory for good parenting is what he claimed.
He claimed it was. So I don't think you can claim that until you see how your relationship with your kid turns out like 15 years ago.
Exactly.
Let time decide if it was a victory for good parenting. That's early. That's like running off.
He could start like a new parenting podcast.
He could. And Bean Dad podcasting.
Bean Dad parenting.
Brought
to you by Tostitos. I'm in.
Or Goya Beans. Mm-hmm. But look, here's the thing. He definitely triggered a debate. Like half of this country or half of his followers were like, good on you, sir. You taught him right.
That's right.
We've created a generation
of pussies.
Look. I know there are people out there who are like, we're too soft on our kids. We're too, but like, I don't think,
By the way, I think there's a nuanced way to get to it. It's
that,
not all one or the other. By the way, I don't think it's a bad thing to tell your kids, figure it out. I'll come and help you if you need my help, but try and figure it out.
That's right.
I want you to try and figure it out. By the way,
I do want to know what his podcast is. The Pretty Great Santini.
That'd be amazing.
Have fun in therapy.
It's with Ken Jennings, so maybe it's.
Again.
And
we agree.
Defended
it is good to teach your kids how to. This part of it, I actually agree.
What if he said this? If there was one small tweak, Jay, and I ask you this, if he said, I'm going to show you how to do this once.
Right.
That's it. You get one. I'm never going to show you again. I'm showing you once. So you have to pay attention. And then for the rest of your life, you'll know how to open a can of beans. But I'm making a big deal out of this right now because I'm teaching you how to do it once. And then don't ever ask me
but
again.
He didn't say that.
No.
He said his daughter came to him and said, I want a can of baked beans, which we'll get into the responses and we'll get into what other parents said on the other side of this break. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll talk more about being dad on Scalabro Country, the Virus Edition.
Stay with us. All right, I want to talk about your mental health. It's really important, and we think about that all the time, and you guys out there, we think about doing the show for you guys, and hopefully we're bringing just a little bit of happiness into your life.
But you need more than that.
You do. We need to talk to people, and Jay and I, having been through therapy, Jay's wife is a therapist, we understand the power of being able to
talk
to someone.
We're very pro-therapy on this show.
Yeah, to be able to talk to someone. That's why I love these sponsors, these guys that have been sponsoring us, and they've sponsored us a lot. I love their support of us, and we want you guys, if you need it, I want you to reach out to these guys. We're talking about Talkspace.
Talkspace is amazing. You go download the app or you go on the website and you can match with a therapist and start talking to them that day.
Yeah, that's how amazing that is.
They have an amazing network of therapists who are, you know, licensed in there, and they're specialized in all the areas.
Anger management,
trauma,
depression, all sorts of stuff.
All the stuff we're dealing with. And then here's something. Let's say you have a session you set up every Tuesday to meet with your therapist. Then something big happens to you on Wednesday or Thursday, and you're like, I got to wait until the next Tuesday to talk. No, you can message your therapist 24/7. You will get responses 5 days a week. They will get back to you ASAP. And what I love about that means for you, it means that you're continuing the growth and you're continuing the interaction and the support all throughout the week, not just on the times when you're seeing the therapist. Their mission is amazing. Their mission, Randy, is to make therapy affordable and accessible to lots of people.
And secure. And while we're at home right now, this is a safe way to talk to someone, and we need it. So what can our listeners do?
So our listeners, as a listener to this podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code SCLAR, and you get $100 off your first month. And that, of course, shows them that we sent you. It's how you can support this show. That is SCLAR at Talkspace.com. And you'll be supporting us, but really, they'll be supporting you. And in the end, that makes us all feel better. Rand, I want to talk to you about this sponsor because I love them, Green Chef.
Me too.
I'm excited to have them on board with us.
Well, it's interesting, Jay, because in my house, we do a lot of cooking.
You do.
I know you don't do a lot of cooking. When I say we, I mean my wife. This has given me an opportunity to say to my wife, all right, Aim, I got this. Because Green Chef makes it super easy for even me to make great tasting food for
and
my entire family.
And in the same way, in my house, I haven't been able to get creative. It's like I don't want to make another box of shells with like mac and cheese shells for my kids. It's
no,
like
you want them eating good food.
Good food. Organically sourced vegetables. You want interesting
seasonal food.
Seasonal
that's really
proteins.
Good.
All the things, they fit in with any diet. The food is so delicious and it's a variety that you're not used to. And it's, look, we don't want to be spending time looking around for specific ingredients.
I don't want to go to the store.
I barely want to be in the store at all right now.
Yeah.
So why not take that part out of it? We are all so busy taking care of our kids and taking care of our lives. Wouldn't you love it if a box showed up at your door and you're like, hey, okay, everything's in here. This is what I'm making for dinner. It's going to be something new and you kids are going to love it.
And you're not wasting ingredients because they measure out the right amount. I love Green Chef for all the things they do. It works with, you know, keto diets, paleo diets, plant-based diets. It's so good. They have great,
they're
great
USDA
selections.
They're a USDA-certified organic company. Man, I love these guys. Go to greenchef.com/sclarbro80. Use the code sclarbro80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. That's a great reason to just give it a shot.
Why wouldn't
right
you
now.
Try it right now? It's changed the way we do dinners in my house.
And it's sort of introduce variety back into our lives in a time in our lives when we've needed it so badly. So
check it out.
Go to greenchef.com/sclarbro80. Use the promo code sclarbro80. Get $80 off, including free shipping. Check it out.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Get your tickets for the live Dumb People Town. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. We are at Sklar Brothers. Follow us on our Facebook page. Become a fan of our Facebook page, Sklar Brothers. We'd love to have you on all that stuff.
Sklar Brothers on that. Sklar Country is the YouTube page.
Yeah.
Sklar Country. So hit all that stuff. And let's
when we left, we were talking about
Bean Dad, a guy whose daughter came to him and said, I want baked beans. And the dad said, aha, this is a teachable moment.
That's right.
I have a chance to show my daughter how to open. And she didn't know how to open up the can of beans. And he decided, I'm going to let her struggle with this for what he called 6 hours.
So if that's 6 hours, I mean, if she ate lunch at noon and
yeah,
then
it's
she
not,
ate dinner at six.
Some people claim neglect. I don't know about that.
It's not neglect. It's just like not, It is what it is. But here's the thing. Like, we shouldn't even be weighing in on this at all. Why?
Because
why
are we even tweeted it. So this is the kind of guy who I believe, and I don't know exactly his beliefs, but it sounds like he sounds like the kind of guy that's like mad that they give out trophies to everyone in a league. But yet to tweet out your accomplishment within the thing is, in a sense, looking for a digital trophy for what you did.
Which you want
a public trophy. You want people to publicly give you adulation for your choice.
Which, by the way, again, this is your choice to parent your kid. I don't think it's neglect. Do it on your own.
I think he was looking for publicity. I think he was looking for a bunch of people. He wanted to stir the pot, and he did, and I think that's cool. He wanted people to jump to his defense.
That's right.
He's trying to tap into a jet stream of people who agree with his type of parenting.
That's right.
Twitter nicknamed the father Bean Dad as the incident caused another heated debate on social media where parenting methods are frequently a cause of disagreement. So,
I mean, I definitely think kids these days can't do for themselves.
Agreed.
But on the other hand, I watch your 7-year-old daughter on Zoom and operate the computer in terms of like figuring that stuff out. Like, your 7-year-old daughter understands Zoom
better than like senators from Mexico.
Yep. Better than the Argentinian government. She gets it.
There was a moment where we were on a family Zoom, okay? And someone else was talking, but we wanted to see my brother-in-law's baby. But we didn't want to only see him when someone else was talking. And Noah, my daughter, just went boop, 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 and then put all three on the screen. And I was like, I don't even know if I knew how to do that.
So they can do some things. They maybe don't know how to use, because they've never seen it, a can opener before. So what do you do as a parent? You got to teach them how to use it. And then if they're like, I forgot how to use it, then you can yell at them and let them take 6 hours to do it.
By the way, let's go back to the daughter. Your daughter's 9 and she's asking to eat baked beans. Like, that's
cool.
A victory.
That's great.
That's good parenting right now. How about the fact she wants baked beans and not chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
And not McDonald's.
Take that as a parenting win.
Tweet that, bitch.
After she brought him the tin opener and the can of beans.
He asked her how she thought a tin opener worked, and that's what he said.
By the way, I'm still on board with this.
He's not a douche yet. Then when she said she didn't know, he said he realized a teaching moment had just dropped into his lap, as we said before. By the way, for those who don't have kids, teaching moments come up all the time. Like, this is not a big deal.
And by the way, most of us don't stand up and say, wow, this is a teachable moment.
Yeah, I taught my 7-year-old how to ride a bike the other day in 5 minutes. I didn't brag about it all over the place. I did post a picture of her riding for the first time, but that was more about her birthday. But yeah. I am saying this, like, yes, I went to YouTube. I looked at a 5-minute video. It said, here's how you show a kid how to ride a bike in 5 minutes without training wheels. Mm-hmm. It did it. It was a teachable moment.
And you threw her into the fire. She had never ridden a bike before.
Never. It was a teaching moment. I did it. And you could argue that
I literally took the training wheels off and said, go do it.
I took an old school approach, literally and figuratively, and she did. Did I live tweet it, though?
No.
And ask for adulation and shit on everyone who uses training wheels? No.
No.
I didn't.
Who cares?
And I'm a podcaster.
That's right.
He wrote, Apocalypse Dad was overjoyed. Apocalypse Dad, by the way, is what your daughter's going to call you when she gets old enough to know you.
Yeah, exactly.
P.S. We are in the middle of an apocalypse right now.
Yep. Yes, we are.
Explained that he wanted his daughter to learn how to open a tin of beans. He said she tried for 6 hours.
Give your daughter
beans and she eats for a meal. Watch her struggle to open a can for 6 hours and you give her a reason to resent you for her entire life.
Yep. Therapy. People in therapy are like, thank you. We'll take her. Bring her on in.
So this is what he wrote. She was right next to me, grunting and groaning, trying to get the thing. I should say that spatial orientation, process visualization, and order of operation are not things she intuits. I knew this would be a challenge. Okay, so you knew
that this
she
is
was
not
gonna struggle with this task, and you didn't want to give her any help at all.
By the way, you can let her try and do it for a half hour.
It's not like if you help her in any way, she's not gonna be able to do it in the end.
Right.
Look, Randy and I both said we are all for letting kids struggle, figure things out, 40 minutes.
Whatever.
Give her a tip.
Or let it go 6 hours and don't freaking tweet it. Who cares?
There's no way, by the way, your 9-year-old stuck with this for 6 hours.
No way.
I'm sorry.
If she did that, then she's amazing.
6 hours is an eternity. Then you can actually start bragging on Twitter that my daughter has the best attention span of any 9-year-old
Maybe
ever.
An hour. I'll give her a trophy for her attention span.
He's exaggerating I'm calling bullshit on the 6 hours.
Maybe. You don't know, Jay. Eventually she opened the can and ate the beans. Okay? So
good
there
for
you
her.
Go.
And I'm sure she appreciates you more for making her struggle for so long. The tweets were quickly shared widely as other users condemned the incident, suggesting it was poor parenting. I don't know if if it's so okay. So as much as I'm like, I don't think it's poor parenting.
It's not poor parenting. It's not.
I think it's pandering parenting.
Right.
Pandering to make it's to the make America great again crowd. The people who are like, back in my day, my dad didn't hold my hand through learning how to do this, that, and the other. Wasn't it better back then? Well, maybe some things were better, but yeah, not everything. Definitely. It's kind of in its own way. It's kind of weak. I feel like it's super valuable to teach kids that they're not alone in the world and that there's no shame in asking other people for help and support, wrote journalist Jason Schreier. I agree with that.
Yeah. There's a balance between the two.
Right.
Okay. Between doing everything for your kids and also letting them try and fail at things.
Isn't that the evolution of parenting?
Yeah.
Like, so if we imagine us as a race of people, parents included, that we're all hopefully learning how to get better and better, that hopefully our generation is better at dealing with things than the generation before us and a little better in certain ways. Like, wouldn't we want to evolve, Pat? Why are we trying to go back three generations?
I'm going to say this, and for all the people that are jumping down this guy's throat, you're idiots too.
You're also an idiot.
You're idiots too, just looking for a target to go down. So here's what I would say. And parenting for me has been about making mistakes and then correcting it the next time.
Correct. And I don't think he made a mistake necessarily. I'm just saying he was trying to get out there and get a bunch of people to get on board with him. And to me, that was the mistake he made. Not in parenting. You can parent your kid however you want.
It's your thing.
And maybe you know this girl better than anyone else. And I'm sure it wasn't 6 hours. Maybe it was an hour and a half or 2 hours. But I'm sure the kid felt great when she figured it out and she got it done. That was a great moment for her.
So here's the question. And this is how we'll wrap it up right here. Here's the question. If he gets to the next situation with her, right, does he let her struggle for 6 hours or does he learn his lesson and say, you know what? I'll let her try and do it for a little bit and then I'm going to try and help her out. Does he change? Does he evolve? Because to me, that's the best thing that parenting has taught me is that you yourself can evolve when you're stuck in your own ways, because that's the best lesson you can teach your kid is that, hey, I did it this way one time and that took a long time and maybe that wasn't great. I'm going to change and do it this way, because that's what you are ultimately teaching your kids. That's evolution.
On Sunday, by the way, final note, the podcast My Brother and Me said it would no longer be using Mr. Roderick's music. I guess he's a musician, presumably to teach him a valuable lesson.
Maybe, but I
keep your parenting brags to yourself. Hey, I'm, by the way, not judging what you did.
Nope.
I'm not. Because at all.
By the way, you do it your way.
You do it your way, but you don't need to tweet about it.
There you go.
You don't need to try to get the Make America Great crowd set behind you.
If you do tweet about it, just understand that people are going to throw you heat.
Right.
Or they're going to love you and they're going to throw you heat.
Well, he opened up a debate. And good for him. He drew attention to himself. Maybe that's what he wanted all along. So in some ways, maybe he succeeded beyond his wildest dreams.
You won because we're talking about it on this show. Guys, you win because...
Bean Dads!
We love you. We love you. All right, guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. We'll see you tomorrow night on the Live Dumb People Town. And have a good weekend.
Talk to you Monday.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.